This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Beijing Winter Olympics is up and running. The U.S. team has 3 silver medals so far in team figure skating, freestyle skiing, and snowboarding. The athletes are there, but no U.S. officials have made the trip. The Biden administration has orchestrated a diplomatic boycott over what it's described as genocide, crimes against humanity, and other human rights abuses in China. As Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, human rights groups and members of Congress have also been putting pressure on companies that sponsor the Games to pull out and speak up.
None of the pressure on companies sponsoring this year's Olympics seems to have had any effect.
There's deafening silence.
Dipanjan Chatterjee is an analyst at Forrester, and he says many companies are saying,
look, this is an arrangement that oftentimes we've entered into well ahead of the choice of a host nation. Our sponsorship is connected to the Olympics as an institution.
But he says companies are also afraid to risk angering China and potentially losing out on a huge market.
American corporations know that the Olympics will pass and that we'll move on to other issues, so they are mostly remaining mute.
Robert Daly at the Wilson Center says that approach worked in 2008, the last time China hosted the Olympics, and there was similar pressure on sponsors.
However, in the longer term, they will continue to have an issue.
Because, he says, increasingly, consumers and investors are paying attention to companies' values and factoring them in when deciding where to spend. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.